This is a spiritual reading being given from Andy Milburn on Saturday, the 5th of October 2024, by John Rawson in Victoria, Australia. We stand within the hall of memory. And the book of the soul is given into our hands. And the book of the soul, Mandy, is a metaphor for all the incarnations which the soul has entered into since it first came into the physical flesh, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years ago. And the Book of the Soul, as we see it, has a cover which is a very unusual colour. It's like a sort of a silver with a yellow tint. The silver actually indicates that the soul is connected with lunar energies, and so it will express this in different lives, and the lunar energies are connected with the moon. Well, they are the moon, of course, but they are connected with femininity, nurture, nourishment, reflection, sympathy, empathy. And we will probably find, when we open the book and look at some of the records of previous lives, Mandy, that many of the incarnations reflect exactly these qualities. The yellow indicates an active thinking ability. And the title is given to us as the Traveller. Or perhaps I could call it the one who explores. The image on the cover is of a lone individual walking in the midst of a desert, leading a camel. And the image indicates the destiny of the soul is to explore, often with others, but also often on herself, on her own, and to make journeys within life. And we will see that some of these journeys are physical journeys, physical explorations, and others are what one might call metaphorical journeys, that is, journeys of the mind or of the spirit. We open the Book of the Soul, which opens to the current incarnation, and here the soul, on the right-hand side of the page, or the right-hand page, paints a picture of itself, and it paints this picture using the colours of the aura. Well, the aura colours are manifestations of the gifts and talents and intentions of the soul. The first colour is light red. It's a very vibrant colour. Light red is the colour of life itself. It's like the colour of blood, which bears our life energies within it. And therefore the soul, especially in this incarnation, has incarnated that it might express those energies. This is someone who is irrepressible, inquisitive, curious, always wanting to explore, always wanting to push boundaries, cannot be confined by convention, rebels against restrictions, loves to communicate and connect with other souls, and there should be a real gift for communication with other people, which I'm sure you would have turned into a career or a vocation. People with light red often go into work that connects them with other people, or should I say, they are connecting other people. They are the people that you trust. They are the people that you go to if you feel hurt or in pain. The second colour is light yellow, or light yellow with a brown, light yellow brown, which is a really good colour, by the way, to accompany the light red, because whereas the light red knows that doesn't want to be constrained or limited or take on big responsibilities, the yellow brown is very grounding, and it indicates a disciplined and trained thinking ability and the ability to organize one's life, to make plans, to be logical when it's needed. And light red is not known as a particularly logical energy, but the yellow brown indicates an overlay of training, so that you may have trained in something like you may have been trained as a teacher, for example, or possibly, I think it less likely, possibly you may be trained medically, but your training has discipline. The spontaneity of the light red, although you can still be spontaneous and surprising, so never give that up. Spontaneity is the real character of the soul expressing itself within the world. So spontaneity is really good. But nevertheless, you've trained your mind, you should be able to write, or at least communicate with clarity. Often people with this combination end up in organizational or administrative capacities because they are very good, on the one hand, at relating to other people within the organization, and on the other hand, they are capable of training other people, of giving clear instructions, writing instruction manuals, doing things that sort of make an organization or an administration function smoothly. Then The third colour of the aura is light rose. Wow, that's a lot of light rose. Well, when I see that much light rose in someone's aura, I sometimes think, well, why are they coming to me for a reading? Because you would have so much sensitivity, intuition, strong psychic abilities, and very strong understanding that life is more than society defines it as. It goes really well with the outrageous part of the light red, by the way, but does make you very sensitive, so that you don't do well around people who are negative. That's why I hesitated when I said that you could be in a healing profession, because were you to take up that sort of profession, you would need to be very careful about the energies and the emotional attitudes of those that you were in contact with. Light rose, by the way, is also connected with art. And you would be really helped in terms of your own physical health and vitality to be involved in some sort of expressive medium. Paintbrushes, painting, but something even more grounded, not sculpture or pottery exactly, but something that combines fluidity, fluency, with a sort of a discipline. It's interesting that in a previous incarnation, again we see you in a female body, you were incarnated, actually I think in Russia, at the turn of the 20th century, so between the 19th century and the 20th century, you were born about 1880 or thereabouts, and you lived into the early years of the 20th century. You were a painter in that incarnation. Your first name was Helen. And you painted what we might call today symbolist paintings. So they weren't portraits or landscapes, although you might use figures from landscapes or figures of people in your paintings. Rather, you were trying to convey a message in each of the works that you created, so that all the elements of a painting were connected to this one message. I'm sorry, you were not, as far as I know, famous or wealthy from your art. In fact, you did it more as a, not as a hobby, but you were fortunate enough to be married to quite a wealthy husband who was actually a writer. He was a philosopher. Solovev or Soloviev or some name like that, I think. So the ability to create and to connect with the spiritual worlds is strongly represented within your aura colours. Browns around the hands and the feet. These are good colours here. The browns indicate connection to the earth and mean that you are grounded in your sense of direction. Well, I can see where that one comes from. You had an incarnation in, I think, the 19th century or the late 18th century in a male body where you were, must have been the 19th century, I think, because I see you with a camel. It's like this symbol on your book. And you were one of the early explorers who would go and map parts of the continent. You went into the desert somewhere in Queensland, I think. You started to do a desert crossing there, and you died in the desert. Your camel survived, though. So the camel perhaps knew more than you did. But you went on that trip of exploration without enough preparation and without enough regard for the difficulties that you might face. And that's not something that you would do again. You would map out or think through your plans and your ideas about the future developments within your life. So that even though you can be very spontaneous, you also have the facility to think and plan ahead, and also to be mindful of what's needed to make something work financially. Colours from the shoulder, greens, quite a light green. Green is the colour of movement. So here, again, it indicates a spirit that's quite restless, and hence the incarnations where you've travelled a lot. I notice that you are born in Panjara. So I guess you haven't moved very far in this incarnation, although you may have had to go to Eastern Australia perhaps to study and to get qualifications perhaps. But this is an interesting incarnation because it's a return and an incarnation of coming home and an incarnation of resolution, of reaching a place, attaining a goal. It's interesting that the first phase of life is past, and the first phase finishes about the age of 50. It commences, really, I suppose you could call it the second phase, but your life as an adult, in spiritual terms, commences about the age of 30 and finishes about the age of 50. In this time, the soul completes the karma, or the balancing of the karma, which it incarnated to rebalance, and that's personal karma. So, in this sense, your families, the families that you've had, people within the family situation, your parents especially, children if you have children, partners, very strongly with partners, these relationships should be balanced out and become it's not that I want to say that your relationships have been a struggle, but most relationships have a lot of conflict resolution within them, so to speak. But this should have all finished for you around about the age of 50. Now you're in a transition period, because once the soul has completed its karma, or its personal karma, then it has a choice. It can coast for the rest of this existence and just basically become more of who it is, which is basically a pretty boring way to go out of life. Or, if the soul has reached a certain stage of spiritual evolution, it is presented with a task, a new task. So it may be appearing to you right now, but more likely in the next couple of years, about 2026, a new task or new challenge should come into your life. And it's a challenge that you probably want to accept, because it's got a lot of excitement in it, it's got a sense of adventure in it. It's probably going to mean that you have to travel or you have to move. And then about the age of 58, which is for you 2030, that's the completion of another cycle within life. And in that year, or in that time, you get to look back at your life and see what is truly important and make a decision, a powerful decision, about where you will employ your energies in the next 10 to 12 years. You should be feeling really good about life and about yourself at present. I know it's said that life begins at 40, but actually, in a spiritual sense, life begins at 50, because we are freed from the chains and the shackles of the past. Now the decisions that you make, you can make from your own individuality. The vortex, oh no, hang on, we've got to come back to the, mm-hmm. the head colour. The, yes. The colour inside the head is yellow-brown, and the colour inside the head indicates your capacity for thinking, which means that you should, in this incarnation, be intelligent, purposeful, organised, more or less, able to think with clarity, but you're better if the thinking is not about something abstract. I don't see you as a mathematician or a philosopher in that sense. Rather, you're better at using your mind to do something with should be able to write, I think I've said before, communicate with people, should in today's world that means that you should be able to work with social media and have a Facebook presence and be involved in perhaps in marketing using modern technology, and I don't mean 20th century technology, I mean 21st century technology, perhaps working with the internet, with artificial intelligence in the future, in order to create frameworks and create organizations, the wrong word. It's like you're going to be involved in helping groups of people, moving them on, finding ways of financing activities, perhaps in your community or perhaps in your own life. The vortex, which is a colour that comes down from the heavens into the head, like a sort of like a whirlpool. The vortex is purple, and the vortex colour indicates the energies that are emerging or being directed into your consciousness from the spiritual worlds. And purple is the colour of the mediator. So I would see you as being an ambassador or a mediator between different people, perhaps different groups of people. And purple's quite a restless colour. It's like the greens, they're a bit restless. So I think you're going to want to be taking what you're doing to a new level in the next 4 to 5 years. And I also see you doing quite a lot of travelling, sort of, not long distance travelling at the moment, but or at the next couple of years, but driving to different places. I can see you in a four-wheel drive. I don't know whether that's symbolic or actual, but you're driving out into different regions of probably of WA, I would think. And then in about 5 or 6 years' time, you'll move to a slightly different level because you'll then be flying a lot more for some reason. Perhaps going to conferences, perhaps presenting seminars. It's got this feeling of working with a wider and greater network within the world, or within Australia especially. The influencing colours, and the influencing colours as we see them, do not belong to the aura. They are, as it were, gifts from the spiritual worlds, and the spiritual worlds have ways of sending guidance to us, and I don't mean by speaking like aliens from out of space or sending an angel to stand in front of you and beat a shield or something. What I mean is that spirit communicates through our own thoughts and through the events that we are presented with in life. And it's interesting because the colour above the head is a very light pink, very light. And that means, I think, that your intuition is going to be opened up even more. That anything artistic that you work with, that will be empowered. That you'll have greater insights into the minds and thoughts of others, which is really for your benefit more than theirs. That is, you'll be able to understand and empathize to a greater degree. Below the feet is a light blue, like a sky blue. And where is the color above your head represents the way that your thinking and your consciousness develops. The color below the feet is to do with the direction that you're taking, and the blue is very interesting because blue is associated with drama, with performance. And by the way, light red is a wonderful performing color, so you may find that you're getting to participate in as a speaker, even as an actor, in different ways in the future. But also the color blue is the color of spirituality, and I think that in the next 6 years you will find that your inclination, your attraction towards spiritual understanding becomes stronger and stronger, and it's the direction of spiritual understanding that will take you into the next period of your life. The symbol of the over-self hovers about 5 to 6 inches above the head. The symbol represents a communication from your real self. Now, your real self is at the core of the soul. It's your individuality, the divine self, if you like. And we can't perceive it directly because it's hidden. But what it does very conveniently for us is it communicates from time to time in terms of symbols. And the symbol that it's chosen at present is a lamp. And it's a lamp on a tall lamppost, and it's hanging over. It's hanging over so that it can shine down. And at the same time, it's also a flower. I'll come to that, the explanation of that, later in the reading, but it's actually quite a subtle and profound symbol and communication. Let's return to the first aura colour, the light red. Light red, as I've already said, is the colour of life, the colour of the energy of life. Therefore indicates someone with a lot of life force. So often the light red people have got quite a quirky sense of humour, and they tend to see humour or the funny side where others see something very serious and very literal. They're capable of turning it around and seeing it in quite a different way. That's why they are great communicators, because they're able to take an action or an event that has happened to someone else, perhaps, and turn it around and show it to that person in such a way that the person who's experienced perhaps a traumatic event gets to see themselves and their life in a different light. But light red is also the colour of the warrior. It indicates lives where you've been a fighter, interesting life. I think about the 16th century in India, where you were a general in a male body, and you were fighting against an Arabic or Islamic invasion. It came down from, I think, Afghanistan, and there was a long, long period of history where Islam first fought against India and then integrated, and you were organizing armies in opposition to the invaders. Your name beginning with G, like Gorakhna or Goroknahal. And you were really good at organizing your troops. And you were very strategical, so you knew when to advance and also when to retreat. And you didn't defeat the invading forces, but you slowed them. And so you created a buffer zone so that the two cultures could mix peacefully in the years, the hundreds of years after that. So today, you've should have a strong sense of purpose and a strong sense of determination. If you set your mind on something, everyone else better stand out of the way, because you've got the ability to marshal your energies and go for what you need to achieve. But also, you are able to interact, can I say, communicate, connect with people of different ethnic backgrounds, that you would make a good mediator here between different races, different cultures. And not in a soppy, sentimental way, but in a way that would strengthen both sides and allow them to communicate and interact with each other in a real and more direct way. Incarnation, I think, in about the 15th century, where you were, I see you as a young boy here. You were born in Italy, in Genoa, and you became a cabin boy on a ship. And the ship went to, I can't quite see it, Malacca or something like that. But on that voyage, you encountered a great Italian explorer named Marco Polo, and you were very attracted to him because he was intending to travel to China. So you managed to get him yourself attached to his service. You became sort of like a little servant to him, and you accompanied him on his travel to and into China, and returned with him. And I think that indicates the willingness to take a risk, the urge to explore life. It's interesting that about 30,000 years ago, you had an incarnation as an, what we would call now, I suppose, an Aboriginal person, that wasn't what you called yourself, of course, then. You were just people. But you were part of a stream that had come in from the north, and you were gradually working your way south around the coastal areas. And you lived, actually you lived around where Brisbane is now. You fished, you set fish traps, you created quite complicated mazes. And you also travelled a lot. You were very good at following the stars. You knew the heavens very well, and the patterns, and they could, so to speak to you. So also in that incarnation, you had a strong urge to explore and expand and enter into the unknown. So the exploration is very strong within you, and there's a certain level of courage that at times in other lives has been a really foolhardiness, that you would do something too risky and you'd lose your life. But now in this incarnation, your sense of risk-taking has been tempered, which is represented by the light yellow browns around the as the second aura colour. Incarnation about 10,000 BC, I think. And here we see you in a male body, and you are building a settlement in what would now be Turkey. The you were actually in a female body in that incarnation. And you were someone like an architect, but you were at the same time you were a member of the priestly caste. And you were directing the building of a city. And the city today is in the middle of a desert. It's at a place called, I think, Göbekli Tepe. But in those days, the area around it wasn't arid. There was much more sustenance, and there was water available. But in the middle of nowhere, really, because it was in the middle of nowhere, you were part of the group of people. I wouldn't call you a tribe even, but it's sort of like a council, deriving from different tribes, who decided to build this structure in the midst of the, well, what is now the desert. In those days it was just a wilderness, and it would be one of the earliest structures that it's known to man at present. That's not to say there aren't other structures that are earlier. There are, but they haven't been found and may not be found for quite a while. But in that incarnation, you were very good at directing and very good at positioning and very good, you had a wonderful visual mind. But it wasn't the same level of thinking that we have today. You didn't have a set of blueprints, for example. You had everything within your mind. And that concept was shared, so to speak, with the other members of the council. That is, you could share images and instructions almost from mind to mind. And I'm sure you probably never get a chance to visit this place, but you would find there's, you won't find any writing, I don't think, because it was pre-writing, but you will find there images of tremendous religious and spiritual significance, and they represent the beings who worked through these masons, wrong word, these builders, in order to create these structures within the wilderness. The yellow browns, as we have indicated, indicate good thinking abilities, able to think on your feet, and able to take an impulse or an idea and actually bring it into manifestation. It can make you skeptical too, which is a good thing. You should be skeptical at times. Put everything to the test. Make sure that ideas are founded in fact and in truth, as are certain claims, and plans put forward around you and in the future. It's interesting that you had an incarnation as a lawyer in the United States in the 19th century, in the city of Boston. Maya, you were incarnated in a male body there. Now that's surprising, because I wouldn't have thought this, but you were black. Late 19th century, you were a black lawyer. Actually, so you did a lot of work for the black community, and that really pissed off some of the powerful people in the city, and you were lynched.
God.
Yes, very, very difficult incarnation. I'm surprised you don't have trust issues in this life with government and with other with places like social welfare organisations. Or perhaps you just experienced opposition from social organisations in this incarnation. But you see, there was a strong sense of idealism. And I think in this incarnation, don't worry, you're not going to be lynched again. I think there is a sense of caution and a sense of let's make sure this is done right. And your sense of idealism is still as strong as ever, but you're going to put it inside a framework that will produce real results and real value. Incarnation in Tibet, about the 13th century, the 1200s, and we see you again in a male body, but here you are, you're studying yoga, I think that's what I would call it, you're studying at the foot of a teacher, you see. And your job is to write down the teachings of this person who was a very prominent spiritual leader in that phase of Tibet. But even though you weren't the teacher yourself, being associated with such a powerful individual creates changes on the spiritual and subtle levels that will manifest in a later life. And I think that that's going to happen for you, Mandy, if it hasn't happened already, that there are certain spiritual energies flowing within the body. And these energies will probably move up the spine. You may feel this at times as an energy that makes you shiver, or you might just have a bad back and have to rest and relax for a couple of weeks. Don't worry about back operations.
Please don't.
Just if you have this back pain, just think of it as spirit at work, and give yourself some time where you relax. And even if you just lie in bed, or you just do very, very little, which is probably hard for you, but nevertheless, certain centers are becoming open. And this when the sets, these different centers open, it creates a new sense of perception. And you'll see life differently around you. But the most powerful center that will open is the center on the heart. And that will create a greater development of your compassion and your ability and freedom to love, so that you are going to see things around you at times that are going to cause perhaps a lot of distress, perhaps tears, perhaps a certain amount of pain, because you see injustice or you see pain, you see hurt around you, and you'll want to do something about it. Then I won't say anything more about the other colours at present. The greens, I think I've said enough about already. I think it indicates travel and movement in your future. And the purple vortex, the increase in mediation and connecting others within your work and within your life. But I want to talk about the symbols and the aura. It's a symbol on the left, down by your left foot, just in front of your left foot, and that's a symbol of a black sheep. Now, that's a really interesting symbol, because sheep represent the soul. So therefore, it indicates someone who works or has worked in the past with human souls. But it's black, and the black sheep is a rarity. So therefore, it represents someone who has chosen to work in this incarnation with souls, but not with ordinary everyday people. These are special people. These are people who have special needs or who fall into a special category. And the wonderful thing about working with black sheep, by the way, is that when you get to shear them, the fleece is so much more valuable. So when you get your reward, it will be so much more for directing and giving your energies and your love and your affection and your abilities to these people who are outsiders, and who are perhaps shunned or pushed away by society, the reward will be so much greater in being able to bring these people, these individuals, these souls, back into being understood and accepted. And then, on the right-hand side, there's an image in the aura of an angel holding a wand. I don't take that too literally. I don't mean that. It's not to say that you're not totally angelic. Of course, we know that you're very angelic. But the angel represents your higher self. And it says, in the future, because the left is the past, the right is the future, in the future, you're going to be holding out hope, which is the star, to many people. The angel represents the capacity of doing probably what you're doing anyway, but on a much larger, a much greater level. And almost on a more abstract level too. Rather than being so hands-on, you may be able to do this by talking, broadcasting, doing podcasts, I don't know, social media posts, writing. There's this area of life that may well open up in the next 6 years. And we'll come to the completion of this survey with looking at the symbol of the over-self. And it's a lamppost that curves over, and there's a light that comes down and shines below it, which at the same time is also a flower. Now the lamppost represents the spine, and it represents that energies, like electricity, are moving up the spine and making alterations, both in a physical sense, but also in it will affect you on a mental and an emotional level. So you may find that at times your emotions become a bit unstable, or that your thinking becomes fuzzy, you can't focus. That's okay, just allow everything to settle. And the lamp, the light, represents the opening of the centers within the head. And when that happens, then a new sense of purpose will enter into you, especially, I would call it a spiritual purpose, a purpose that will unite your sense of idealism, your sense of justice, your passion for people, your ability to make connections in your life, and also, strangely enough, the ability to have fun, your ability to amuse and to express yourself on that whole spectrum. Because I think, Mandy, that you have a spirituality that's rare because it's very real. And in the times and the years to come, this reality, the spirituality which is so connected with life, with the world, with your own actions, that's going to become like the beacon of light which we see above your head. And then not only will it light up your own life, your partner's life, the life of your friends and family, but it has the capacity to light up the whole of the country, perhaps even the world. And that would be a wonderful task in the years to come. So shall it be.